This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. What a morning. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We are now experiencing the full-on, domestically we've been experiencing the full-on failure that is our president, supposedly the one elected with the most votes ever, the most popular one ever known. We've been experiencing his domestic failures left, right, and center. And now, of course, we've been through the parts of the pandemic with him and all this other stuff. And now we get to ride, at least to a observational viewpoint, on a war that a lot of people are going to, there's a lot of people, it's sort of divided. See, I myself don't see us with a dog in this fight. And yet we keep sending ground troops into a war that's going to be a tank war. It's going to be an artillery war. I don't know how far in this is going to go. But see, this is the problem with this is this is not a new thing. Ukraine was what Hitler flew through during World War II to attack the Soviet Union. That's what he flew through. And for both regions, for both NATO and Western Europe, and Russia, they look at the Ukraine as a buffer. And somebody's going to control the buffer. And for that reason, when I was stationed in Europe, we had 500,000 people there. We could be ready to go to war with the then USSR in about 35 minutes from the time that they called it to the time we were out there vibrating on the cobblestones in our tracked vehicles. And we were there to win. We had this notion that we were vastly overmanned and outgunned and all this other stuff, and that turned out simply not to be true. There's a few things that they had at the time that, of course, we had matches for, but there's nothing quite like looking at a horizon on a hot border event and seeing various echelon wings of Mi-24s hovering like gigantic bumblebees ready to come and get you. And looking around and seeing nothing but tanks. But then you look around on your side and you see nothing but tanks. And you look up. Back then, we had the Cobra. We had the Black Hawk. We were at the very least matched with them. And our technology was far and above better. But that's history. Right now, there's a lot of people that don't know what to do. And there's a couple of things we could do right now today that would blunt some things that Vladimir Putin is doing, if that's a thing we want to do. I don't know why we're not doing it. See, if this had happened 2 years ago, Trump would be sitting back going, we're going to just shut him down because we were energy independent. In fact, we were energy exporters. We could take on the energy needs of the world that didn't want, if the blackmail of Russia against Western Europe was going to come into play about, well, if you don't do this and you don't do that, we'll just cut off gas supply, or we'll increase the price to where you can't afford it, or whatever. If anybody wanted to do that on the Russian side, we could have done something about that, but we can't now. We can't now, because we've gotten all involved. Right now, John Kerry's out there making the rounds. He did BBC Arabic. And he was saying the problem with war is that there's a lot of smoke. There's a lot of pollutants that come out of war. And this is going to take the focus off of our green initiative. Never mind. I think right now to date, there's been 137 people killed in the Ukraine. Never mind those guys. Never mind those 13 soldiers on that island that had no chance at all. I think they call it Snake Island. They had no chance at all against the Russians, and the Russians fired these munitions to fly level, then go up, and then come down, and then they fragment and killed them all. Maybe they were shaking hands as they were dying. Who knows? But they told them to go to blazes, so to speak, and they're dead. Never mind those guys. This is pushing back the Green Initiative. And this is the sideshow that is leftist politics. You've got leftist politicians, and listen, all of this just like what happens in Chicago on a daily basis due to leftist policy. What is happening in the Ukraine right now today is due in part to leftist policy, due in part to the fact that this president, this doddering old fool, is perceived to be senile and weak. And what do we get? We get sanctions after the invasion. And this is the same mind, the hive mind thinking, that comes in there and has a sheriff in L.A. County, Villanueva, getting out there looking at his citizens and saying, murder is up 30%. And if there was a compelling reason for you to need it, I would give you a gun permit. Except now that's falling apart against him because, guess what? The elderly denizens, the well-to-do denizens of Beverly Hills, they're wanting guns now because they're being broken into. In the Ukraine, they have authorized anyone that wants a gun to have a gun if they want to fight in this war, in this attack, this invasion. And a lot of people are taking them up on it. And it's interesting because it parallels what's happening here in the United States. To me, we have an escalation of crime against people who just don't want to be bothered. And they're turning to guns. Because the government's doing nothing about it. In some cases, the government is actually making it possible for that to happen because they just released the assailant back into the street with the bail reform law. And people are turning to guns. And understand, I don't think a gun is a guarantee of anything. But it does give you options in a criminal event. As long as you know a few things that go along with it. Like, as long as you've trained a little bit with it, you know how it functions. Maybe if you have a little bit of internal savvy about yourself, you'll know when to present that gun. You know, if somebody's got the gun, if somebody has a gun on you, you don't draw. So that also comes into play. But, I mean, I'm looking at this. I'm looking at what's happening in the Ukraine right now. I'm looking at this president. I'm looking at the Democrats. I'm looking at some of the stupidity. I'm hearing AOC saying that the reason that these people aren't criminals, they're just parents and they can't afford their Similac. So they're resorting to murdering people to afford the Similac. And we're labeling them. It's so unfair. Let the crying begin. We need to observe what's going on here. I don't know what our... All I know is what I see in the press. I haven't been on a military post since 1990. So I don't know where we are as far as combat readiness at this particular moment. I do know that we're sending ground troops into an arena that is a armor battlefield. Europe is always going to be a tank war area. And it always has been. It was during World War II. And I guess we're going to get to see, because all of you who thought that the answer was Biden to the Trumpian, whatever it was you were against, congratulations. This is what we get for your choice. No time now for buyer's remorse. Now you get to ride it with me. Oh, goodness. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, while Putin has sent 100,000 plus troops into the fake separatist region of Ukraine, and that is bad. For me, the morphing of Canada into a fascist state before our eyes is exponentially worse. Because this is right now, 65% of the American Democrats support what's happening there. They have basically declared war on the working class. They're outraged that mere peasants are refusing to submit to their betters. And due process and free speech, not beating the brains out of old ladies with walkers, these basics have gone by the wayside. And our senile president, with his coterie of aspiring Castros, though Castro was potent enough to impregnate Trudeau's trash mommy, while our ruling class can't make it happen unless they're on a Zoom call, have said nothing publicly. But privately, they're taking notes. They love the idea of criminalizing dissent. They've been trying to make January 6th a thing to happen like fetch. And they're taking notes on how that's working out in Canada. And while Ukraine is bad, this is about us and our country and whether we will remain free or slide into a corporate-abetted social credit dictatorship. I have looked at the Ukrainians. When I was over there in Europe, they were an enemy. They were part of the Soviet Union. I have seen what they're capable of, and they seem like top-notch troops. And like true soldiers, they both like to party and they like to kill invaders. And I have no problem giving them weapons to kill Russians. It would be my hope that the corpses of the invaders are piled like cordwood as the Ukes channel the Finns when the Russian dictator du jour Stalin sent troops into reindeer land back in 1939. But the worst case scenario, if Putin takes over Ukraine, he's actually only likely to secure some strategic chunks of it. But whatever, is that Putin adds Ukraine back into the Russian sphere of influence, where it has resided for centuries anyway. And as obnoxious as it is, we can live with that. But we cannot live with tyranny. We cannot live under tyranny here. Canada is right next door. And this is a dress rehearsal for the kind of tyranny our own garbage ruling class would love to inflict here. And sadly, the majority of Canadians and their disgusting members of parliament seem to support treating the Anglo-Saxon legacy of human rights and democracy like Eric Swalwell treats his boxers after a chili cook-off. They have proven themselves unfit to be a free people, and they're happy to slide into serfdom. And I don't care what happens to a bunch of maple-leaf sissies who prefer a thug-powered nanny state that suppresses dissent and scoffs at due process. I do care that this constitutes inspiration to Democrats here at home. And for that reason, Canadian fascism is number one with a bullet on my list of things that I find concerning. Now, it is degrees tougher, but not impossible for this to happen here. We have protections and structures that will help prevent that from ever having to happen again, like the Constitution. Canada doesn't, nor does it have a heritage of freedom as we do. Canada is packed with the invertebrate descendants of the crown groveling traitors who fled when we held our last revolution. Submission is in their blood. And I hope, seriously hope, it's not in ours. With our federalist structure, the kind of goose-stepping conformity that blackface Caudillo can impose in Canada is not possible here. You can have bastions of the kind of mini-fascism that unsatisfied suburban Chardonnay women love in California and New York. But you can also have free states like Florida and Texas. That takes the pressure off. If you get tired enough of the tyranny, you move to where there's freedom, as millions have already done. We also have courts that function, at least maybe at the Supreme Court level. Certainly not perfect, but there's at least some chance that if, when the government decide to steal the money of the censors because of emergency, everything is always an emergency that requires we give up more than our money and freedom, but the Supreme Court might step in and stop it, probably 5-4. And this is because we have a Constitution that recognizes that rights are not privileges that the government invented, and that they can provide or withdraw as it pleases, but they are instead endowed upon us by our Creator. And if all else fails, we have 500 million guns. And our garbage ruling class hates all of that. Rights are an obstacle to them, and freedom is defiance. And recently we were informed by the regime's minions that the idea of freedom is a manifestation of white supremacy. Geniuses on Twitter offer typically inept leftist memes. Leftists simply cannot meme that our freedom does not override wussy pinko's safety. In fact, leftists' rights override everything, including wussy leftist lives. It overrides our lives too, since we would rather die fighting for them than exist without them. Because after all, we are not submissives from Ottawa. But the danger is there, and this dwarfs the dangers of some Slavic squabble across the globe. And again, this does not mean Ukraine is unimportant. Putin's campaign will have all sorts of bad effects, though, mostly for the Western Europeans who imagine that great power competition ended simply because the U.S. imposed a Pax Americana. Sniveling weasels like the insufferable David French want to focus on Ukraine over Canada for obvious reasons. It's much more beneficial to the ruling caste to focus on some far-flung fracas than the ruling caste's corruption, failure, and tyranny initiative here in this hemisphere. And the rulers of Canada have more in common with the American establishment than with their own people. And America's establishment clearly prefers Trudeauians to these knuckle-dragging Jesus gun people who sweat when they work. So the idea that what happened in Canada cannot happen here, particularly with the eager participation of corporate accomplices to create a Shy-Com-esque social credit regime that punishes dissent by eliminating their ability to work and live within the economy, is ludicrous. It not only can happen here, but the Democrats actively want it to. And they're pushing all kinds of mechanisms. Cashless society. Anyone? Anyone? Ukraine has its challenge. And we have our own. And good luck to Ukraine. But if it is ruled by corrupt Ukrainians on my, you know, at first glance, I don't really know what they're ruled by, or if they're ruled by corrupt Russians. That is actually less significant to us than the vital question of whether the dictatorship metastasizing on the northern border is going to spread into our country. So good luck to them. Good luck, Ukrainians. I wish you well. Kill lots of the Putin thugs. Happy to provide you the means to do it. But we got problems here that we got to solve. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russian President Vladimir Putin will be sanctioned by the Biden administration. The White House saying the move against Putin is being done in partnership with allies in Europe. This as New York is preparing to welcome thousands of refugees from Ukraine. Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine saying New York City needs to start preparing for the arrival of refugees.
The city does need to start investing now in the nonprofits that have the expertise but are already overstretched and need to start preparing now for what could be the arrival of thousands just in New York City alone.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson says she's truly humbled to be President Biden's nominee for the Supreme Court. The president keeping his promise to use skin color as the main prerequisite for his Supreme Court nominee. USA Radio News. The CDC is updating the metrics it uses for recommending masks. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky was among those to unveil a new community-level metric system that labels an area's COVID level as low, medium, and high.
As the virus continues to circulate in our communities, we must focus our metrics beyond just cases in the community and direct our efforts toward protecting people at high risk for severe illness.
The CDC saying masks only need to be worn when a community is in the high level. Immunocompromised are recommended to wear masks in a location where it is in the medium tier. Pope Francis is weighing in on Russia invading Ukraine.
AFP, the French private international news agency headquartered in Paris, is reporting Pope Francis made a visit Friday to the Russian embassy in the Holy See, also called the See of Rome, to express his concern for the war. The meeting lasted less than an hour. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. The social media craze has created a lot of things. In a lot of instances, it's created a lot of garbage. But another thing it did create, which I find fascinating, especially because of its various ways it has evolved, is the video application of social media. The YouTubes and the Vines and now the TikToks. In the beginning, there was something called Vine, which was basically this 8-second video format where you just shoot an 8-second video. There had to be no production or nothing. Most of it was done on iPhones or smartphones. And you got it uploaded, and it created millionaires. And I'm 60 years old, and I know about people like Andrew Batchelor, who goes by King Batch, or Amanda Cerny, or Logan Paul, or any of these people that have, young people, that have taken something that really didn't even exist and turned it into a thing. And like those three kids, and I mean, I think Bachelor might be the oldest one. He might be in his 30s now. But millionaires, all of them. And in fact, Bachelor has crossed over into mainstream movie production. And he's quite the comedian as well. And they turned this into something that didn't exist prior to that. And that's, to that I have to tip my hat to them, because that's genius. It's genius. With the advent of social media, we now have access to more people than we've ever had before that we, otherwise we would never even know existed. But there is a dark side to this. Because there's also the type of person out there, unfortunately, and there's always been the type of person out there, that will develop a obsession with someone. And sometimes that gets dangerous. So we move to this. Last summer, the father of a 14-year-old TikTok star shot and killed a would-be stalker who showed up at his house wielding a shotgun. Now, this successful use of armed self-defense is buried in the New York Times story documenting the incident. But it does highlight how firearms are utilized by Americans every day to defend themselves and their loved ones. TikTok star, her name is Ava Majory. She has over a million followers on TikTok, since joining that in early 2020. One of her fans, Eric Rohan Justin, 18, became obsessed with the 14-year-old and began private messaging Ava to request more images of this young lady. And she admitted in an Instagram post following the New York Times story that she sold 2 to 3 Snapchat photos to the assailant for $5 over a month before the attempted murder of my family. Which, this of course contradicts what she originally told the Times, which reported that she sold him 2 photos for $300. She said she did so because I thought it would get him to stop harassing me and my friends, and she blocked him after he asked for explicit content. And we get this from young Ava. I want to clear up a few facts. One, I sold 2 to 3 Snapchat photos to the assailant for $5 over a month before the attempted murder of my family. I did so because I thought it would get him to stop harassing me. Number two, my parents and I did not know at that time that he was a stalker or a threat to our safety until he flew from Maryland to Florida in July 2021 and tried to murder my family. Number three, after the incident, my family insisted that I get off of my social media. I pleaded with them to not force me to give up all that I had built and let the assailant stop me from doing what I love. My family has suffered so much from this ordeal. I hope this sets the record straight and people resist the temptation to blame victims. Some of her friends also sold Justin images of Ava and even gave him her personal cell phone, according to the cell phone number, according to the Times. Rob Majory, Ava's father, texted Justin demanding that he stop contacting his daughter. At this point, Justin began to plot how he might assault Ava and her family. He asked one of Ava's male classmates whether he had access to a gun and wrote, "I could just breach the door with a shotgun, I think." And so, that's exactly what he did. He flew from his home in Maryland to the Majory home in Naples, Florida, and blasted a hole in their front door with a shotgun. Ava told the Times, "All I remember was I heard it, I felt it in my chest, and I looked up, and there was a hole in my door from the fragments." Rob found Justin standing in his front lawn wearing eye and ear protection along with what looked like a blue Walmart worker's vest. And the father ran at Justin, whose shotgun had jammed, and Rob fell and gashed his knee as Justin fled the scene. Right after that, he retrieved a handgun and was standing at the front door waiting for police to arrive. As Justin returns, Rob told the police that Justin pointed the shotgun towards him and he fired, killing the teenager. Justin was carrying 2 mobile phones that contained thousands of photographs of Ava and hundreds of hours of her videos, according to the police. It's anyone's guess what he would have done if Rob wasn't able to defend his family as he waited for the police to arrive. Ava is still on social media, and she said that they insisted she get off, she talked him out of it. Her father said her creations, her contacts, her videos became such a bigger part of her that to take it away would have been hard. And Kim Majory, her mom, said, "Why should we allow sick individuals to suffer? Maybe she's meant to bring awareness to all this." Now, the reason Ava wants to stay in this is because she is 14 years old and she still makes thousands of dollars in sponsorship deals from her social media accounts and has attracted interest from Hollywood reality TV producers. And she posts images and videos of herself lip-syncing and dancing to popular music. That's your skill set. And I guess my question is, why should she have to give it up? Now, if Ava and her family lived in New York City, they'd be dead. If they lived in New York City. New Jersey, they'd be dead. Probably in Maryland, they'd be dead. Where he lived, it'd been easier. And for a lot of people, when I tell people, hey, I've got a gun everywhere I go in the house. Right now, as I'm doing this show, I have a gun right here. 12 inches away from me. And that's because I don't know what's going to happen at any given time. Like the Madry family. And that's why you carry a gun. Because of the unknown. And look, you know, hopefully in most cases, it just becomes this thing that's uncomfortable and you wish you didn't have to do it. And the first thing you do when you get home is take it off and just lay it near you instead of holding it on you. Maybe that's what it is. But, you know, by the time it's all over and said and done, the mere fact of the matter is that you do not know what's going to come. I do not think that if these young people are doing these things, as frivolous as some of us may think they are, like doing a video about lip syncing and that's your claim to fame and you're making money off of it. Who are we to criticize that? Because quite honestly, I sort of envy it. I wish I was a young person today in a lot of cases, because there's so much freedom available to them if they'll just take it to do and make things that, you know, were never available to my generation to make and do. So I envy them that. And in the event, you know, I hope that Ava has learned the value and the benefit of being armed from this. I do. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now, like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
One more time, shall we? From the, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I'm just thinking about this past decade. Trayvon Martin, he didn't mean to be this guy. But he was the tip of the spear which launched a new phase into American civil rights movement. And this is the Jacobin phase, the phase in which the traditional civil rights standards, like equality before the law and innocent until proven guilty, has to give way to mob rule and race-based outcomes. Trayvon Martin, of course, has not lived to see this. The 28-year-old man who shot and killed him, George Zimmerman, has lived in the shadows of Jacobin justice every day for the last 10 years, always with an eye out for assassins like the one who nearly killed him in 2015. He has been acquitted, of course, and yet the mob. So, Trayvon, on February 26th, he had every reason, February 26, 2012, He was very despondent that day. He'd been suspended for the third time. His mom had kicked him out of the house. His father had abandoned his stepmother, who upraised Trayvon for a new girlfriend, Brandon Green. And his girlfriend, Diamond, who had stolen his heart, was playing him. He was exiled to Green's townhouse in Sanford, Florida, 250 miles from his Miami home. And he was texting and calling throughout the last day looking for reassurance from Diamond, and he didn't get it. Instead, she told him all about his clubbing, her clubbing adventures the night before. Trayvon was very unhappy about this, and his desperation showed in the text that he was sending her. For George Zimmerman, it was just another day. He decided to go to Target and get him some sandwich meat, because he was going to make a week's worth of sandwiches. He had a pretty full schedule, taking night classes in law enforcement. He worked during the day as a forensic review and analyst at a fraud detection company. He had recently gotten on the neighborhood watch because his wife, Shelley, had observed a bunch of people running from a home invasion. And some of the people running away from it had observed her observing them. So she thought that that was a problem. She wanted to move, so George talked her out of it. On his way, it was a rainy day that day, and in his vehicle, George saw Trayvon lurking in the shadows. Now, Trayvon, they make Trayvon out to be this little boy. Trayvon was a fully functioning bruiser, if you will. He was a big kid, good shape, liked MMA. So, when George saw him, he called the non-emergency dispatcher. And he told him there'd been some break-ins in the neighborhood. Gave him an address. He made the observation, and I mean, you see what people look like when they're on drugs or up to no good or something. And especially if it's raining outside and you're just standing around, looking around, staring at things in the rain. He was asked for a description, white, black, Hispanic. Asked for what he was wearing, that kind of stuff. Then NBC edited the exchange. When he was asked, is he white, black, or Hispanic, George Zimmerman said he looks black. When asked what he was wearing, he said a dark hoodie, like a gray hoodie, needed jeans, or sweatpants, and white tennis shoes. He's here now. He's just staring. NBC edited this to Zimmerman saying, this guy looks like he's up to no good. He looks black. Did you see what he's wearing? Yeah, a dark hoodie. This was the beginning of the race-baiting media malpractice that was employed in this case in particular, which is the norm. Trayvon circled George's vehicle, and then he ran off. And the dispatcher asked which way is he running. And at this point, George made a what I consider to be a crucial mistake here. He decided to get out to maintain a visual. But when the dispatcher figured this out, they said, are you following him? And Zimmerman said, yes. And they said, okay, we don't need you to do that. He said, okay. So he turned around, and he stopped following and went to look for an address where he could meet the police. Once again, the media routinely edited out the okay, which is all the better to preserve the narrative, most memorably phrased by Miami Congresswoman Frederica Wilson, that Trayvon was hunted down like a rabid dog. Now, Trayvon was 100 yards away from Brandy Green's townhouse, and he could have gotten there with no issues at all, and he chose not to. And the little cute boy, as he was depicted, which was actually a 17-year-old, really in shape, combatant, in hand-to-hand combatant in a lot of ways, he circled back and ambushed Zimmerman, sucker-punched him, and then he went into... He was sitting on his chest and punching him in the head and, you know, grabbing his head and beating it against the asphalt. Or, I'm sorry, concrete sidewalk, not asphalt. Neighbor Jonathan Good looked outside and saw this happening and was on the phone with Sanford PD. Said the black man on top was throwing down blows on the guy MMA style. Forty seconds after all this began, George Zimmerman did a contact shot to Trayvon Martin in the chest. When Obama had this thing that he really liked to get involved in individual cases and stick his nose in where it did not belong because he was the president. This is not something that falls upon his office. He said, if I had a son, he would have looked like Trayvon. So he threw in with the Jacobins and gave his, you know, sort of, he condoned the racial madness that was about to fire up. Now, George Zimmerman, right? At this time, George Zimmerman would have been considered by me to be a leftist. He was an Obama supporter. Old school civil rights activist. Spanish was his first language. His mother was Peruvian. And his great-grandfather was black. He was a mentor to two black teens. Now, that doesn't make you leftist, but anyway. He was named after his uncle Jorge. And the family actually mused out loud that if they had named him Jorge instead of George, that this would not have been a case. And that's true. The media would have steered clear of a conflict between a Jorge and a Trayvon in a battleground state during an election year. George had led a one-man crusade to get justice for a black homeless man who had been cold-cocked by a police lieutenant's drunken son. His activism led to the termination of the Sanford police chief. CNN had an audio copy of that speech. They also had had access to the interview that Jonathan Good, the caller to 911, gave to local media the day after the shooting, and they buried all of this stuff. This was an open and shut case of self-defense, and it was had nothing to do with stand your ground. And with the mobs howling for justice, the surfacing of the phone witness, which was supposed to be Diamond, the real girlfriend, had been on the phone with Trayvon right up until the end. So when trial came, nobody knew what Diamond looked like, but when trial came, they trotted out Rachel Gentile, who was not actually Diamond. And she was a very bad witness. She was a very bad witness, and the defense had no time to get ready for the great bait and switch. But she was so bad that, she all but guaranteed Zimmerman's acquittal. Outraged by the verdict, three Marxists of color promptly formed a group called Black Lives Matter. And from there they went to Ferguson, and they helped the media reverse an eight-year downward trend in homicides, and as a result of the so-called Ferguson effect, 3,000 more Americans were murdered in 2016 than in 2014. And that was just the beginning of it. Minneapolis, Louisville, Kenosha. This is everything. Everything began. All of this began February 26th in 2012. All that you see happening right now today happened then. We'll be back again next week. Stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.